You know, it is said someplace in another place, you know, to the pure all things are pure, right? But to the unclean, I mean, what all things? You know, I mean, is it clean to eat dung? Well, technically, well, that's dirty, right? Is it clean? You know, fornication acceptable? Well, no. See, that's not acceptable before God, right? But there are things that were laws about in the Old Testament, which Christ did away with. Meaning, I don't have to dress with fringes on my garment. But the New Testament does say dress modestly. Are we going to make a law out of that? No, but the Holy Ghost ought to teach you that, you know, you aren't putting all the, you know, putting a lot of pride in your appearance, because the opposite, I look at it, the opposite of, how do you know what it is to dress modestly? Well, modest is the opposite of the, of proud. So if I'm like proud in my dress and I dress proudly, you know, when I see myself putting so much pride into my appearance, I think, nah, that would be overboard, right? But it's not a law like where you gotta say, you look at people's clothes and say, oh, no, you can't wear that. Though some things are manifestly obvious to everyone, you know, you don't come to church dressed like a streetwalker, you know. Maybe, see, here's the Holy Ghost. Maybe a streetwalker walks in off the street into your church. What, do you throw her out? Just, you know, I mean, if you must, give her covering. You know? There's always the way of peace, that things may be done. So, it's good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine or anything whereby thy brother stumbleth. That's why I don't drink anything anymore. God delivered me from alcohol, and I realized, I'm like, I could drink a beer if I wanted to. Right? I have liberty to do that, because I'm not a drunkard anymore, and I'm certainly not going to drink enough to get drunk, right? Did that a couple of times, twice actually. One time I had a half a glass of wine that someone offered me because they didn't want to finish it. And another time I had a lemonade that was slightly alcoholic, right? Just one. No drunkenness involved, right? But I saw the way it was observed that that people looked at me a certain way, and I realized I'm being judged. People are looking at me, and they're thinking, he's not righteous, right? So, for their sake, I don't drink because I can't handle it. I do it for their sake, because they can't handle it. Or is offended or made weak. I don't want to make my brother weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. I mean, not that our faith, you know, we do let our faith shine before men, right? But in this matter, don't be a big shot. Like, oh, I have faith, I can eat all things. And they're bringing in all this stuff and show them, here, toads, snails, snakes, I can eat it all. Or someone's a vegetarian and say, ooh, watch, I'm going to have some meat. And they mock them and despise them. And it's because they feel very strongly that they shouldn't eat meat. It's wrong. Don't be like that. Don't mind high things like that. I mean, I am occupied with the high things. I am occupied. I have an understanding. I have faith. I can eat all things. I can worship on any day. You fools who worship on those other days. Well, you got to understand, you don't have faith. Your faith is weak. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the things which he alloweth. You do things. Hey, count this reward enough that you are, hey, the fact that you allow yourself to eat anything and you don't condemn yourself, let that be reward enough. You don't have to show off or bring the hammer down on other people. You know, the fact that you worship God every day doesn't have to be an issue with other people. Hey, just be glad. You should just be happy all by yourself that you aren't bringing yourself into condemnation by allowing it, and feel pity for those who do condemn themselves for those things. He that doubteth is damned. If he eat, because he is not of faith, you need to have faith. But without faith, it is, you know, the law is an honorable thing, and people try to follow the law, and I don't despise those people, but I try to teach them the right way, because you can't please God by the law. Ultimately, you have to understand, faith has to increase. That sort of legalism has to go away. I mean, well, I'll tell you what, faith is what it takes to please God. The less legalism, the better off you will be, the happier you will be, and the closer to Christ, his image, you will become.